Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
And it is us on a Monday evening as we come to you, I guess, for the next few weeks and probably the few weeks that we've passed for 2 hours at 7 to 9. And that's awesome because we have a lot to talk about, a lot of things going on. Plus, as you know, football's right around the corner. It'll start in high schools, let's see, next weekend. Not this coming weekend, but the weekend after. And it will won't stop until everybody's signed on the dotted line. We welcome you in. South Florida High School Sports.com radio show. As I said, Larry Bluestein with you up until about 9 o'clock this evening, along with Manny Chang. And we have a lot going on this evening. As if you were with us over the last couple of weeks, you understand that now, given the 2 hours, we can get a lot more done. We have a lot more guests to get to. And as you, if this is your first time listening to us, we welcome you aboard because we're usually on 9 to 10 on Monday evening. But as I said, for the next couple of weeks and the previous few, we've been on for 2 hours at 7 to 9 and vacations and things. And we're benefiting. And we thank everybody here at the station for the support and having an opportunity to get some of the guests. We have college football guests, we have high school football guests, high school coaches, we have just about everything under the sun, and this evening we have eight more guests to bring your way. A lot going on. I had an opportunity over the weekend, you know, because I'm a baseball guy too, so I had an opportunity to head up and watch a couple of our young players who are playing in the Gulf Coast League and were just drafted over the last couple of years. And then also at the, in the Florida State League, which we had an opportunity to go up to the Lakeland area and saw the Tiger organization and the Braves and also the Cardinals. So we had some, and there's always players from South Florida on all those rosters. That's great to watch. And then headed over for two impressive days at the University of South Florida, the Sling and Shoot event that has taken place for well over two decades now, doing a outstanding job. The campus just is a big campus, and the facilities are just getting bigger and bigger, and Charlie Strong is doing a great job, and we thank him and the entire group, our friend Damon Cogdell, Blue Adams as well from Miami High, and they for welcoming us and everybody. 65 teams were over there, 300 plus for a lineman camp. It's the premier college event because you get so many talented 7-on-7 teams, and they come, and it was great, and we had an opportunity to have seven of them from down here participate, and one of them, we'll talk to one of the coaches this evening, Quincy Woods from Boyd Anderson, which finished second. And usually we're not a 7-on-7 fanatical society in South Florida. I mean, we have our teams that can play, but a lot of these teams that attend the USF one, the UCF one, they're in it to win it, and you know, that's what they do. They travel strong. They make plans. A lot of the other you know, teams, there were a couple of teams from South Florida that didn't have everybody because they were on college visits, and that's that's paramount. That's what it's all about. But nevertheless, had a great time. Got a chance to see all the coaches from, you know, not only our area and Dayton Broward, but also South Florida, and you know, Bill Kramer from Naples, great friend, former American High head coach, is doing well, and also Coach Don Simon. If you look what Coach Samuel and Coach Bush did at Flanagan, well, the guy brought them in to start this whole thing. Coach Don Simon is now up at he left, went to the Carolinas, and now he's back in the state of Florida. He's at I believe it's Harmony High School in St. Cloud. So we had a chance to see him as well. So it was an awesome weekend of football. We extend it this evening, as I told you. In this hour alone, Coach Chris Bowden from ASA Miami, head coach, we have a real good program in town, and we want everybody to understand. We have local players participating on it. Coach Bowden will join us about 7:45. We'll talk about that program as well as what his team looks like and some of the players locally and the coaches. A lot of coaches that have South Florida ties, and we'll pick his brain around 7:45. At 7:30, Coach Richard Dunbar from Fort Lauderdale, he'll stop by. This is a good coach. I mean, this guy's come back to his alma mater. Fort Lauderdale has never really been super relevant in football for many decades, and he's kept them in the spotlight. And they play a challenging schedule. They have outstanding athletes. I believe they won the BCAA 7-on-7 this year. We'll talk to Coach Dunbar around 7:30 or so. At 7:20, Devonta Wilson, was speaking about Flanagan last year, was part of that group. He came over to Miami Central this year, and he committed to Colorado State. We'll talk to him. He's a highly skilled kid. I watched him during spring. This is a big-time guy that a lot of people, I think, whiffed on. And we'll talk to Devonta about 7:20. But we start things off, you know, this coming week, we had talked and promoted the True 19 Elite Showcase, which this is the class of 2019, which is just loaded everywhere in the state of Florida. And, you know, there's a lot at stake with what Fahim Ali does with Complete Athletes and how he showcases these kids and gets them, you know, at a young age and exposes them to a lot of college coaches and high school coaches. And his own son is playing college football for the first time this year. But I've known Fahim for years, former Norland High School standout, and has done so much for the community and his knowledge of the game, and he's brought everything back, and he's got this thing going on this week, and they moved it to American Heritage, but in Delray Beach, and Fahim Ali joins us this evening. Fahim, thanks so much for taking the time.
Blue, thanks for having me, bro. You know, it's always good being on here with you.
Well, you know what? You got a great event, and I know you have several great things going on. You have those all-star games, the Florida-Georgia games and all that, but this is something for the class of 2019. I mean, you had watched this class, so you're going to kind of pay a little bit of a tribute with a elite showcase. Talk about that, and what was the reasoning behind just the class of 2019?
Well, first of all, I watch these kids grow. Like you said before, I run the middle school all-star game, Florida versus Georgia. And we was trying to figure out how do we continue these student-athletes and follow them through high school. Well, this is the first time ever this is taking place with Florida and Georgia with a junior class. And like you said, this class is so loaded, man, from Kenny McIntosh, from Jay and Davis over there at St. Thomas,
right.
You know, Josh Stingernetti. I mean, you got guys up north, man. Zach Smith at over at IMG Academy. All these guys came from my program, and they're coming back right now for this tryout because these kids actually lost a game their eighth grade year versus Georgia in the Future Stars game.
Oh, nice.
So it's almost like a redemption time, but the game will be played inside Dallas, Texas, and we combined it with the True 20 game, which Georgia will play Texas, and the True 19 game, Florida will play Georgia.
Sweet. Now, so, that's going to be at Jerry Jones's place, or is it?
Well, it's almost like an attorney. I don't want to talk about too much to it, but you're beating around the bush on it.
I know. But anyway, to get there, you have to be in attendance this week, right? I mean, to showcase.
You have to be in attendance this week. And what we did, we called it a showcase. We just didn't want to call it a tryout. We call it a showcase simply because, and think about it, Blue, we got guys like you. And you covered guys before me. You covered me. I finished up 95. I'm not trying to call your age out, Blue, but I'm talking about, man, being one of the top guys that knows about high school football. It's you.
Well, it's been a long time. It's just been a long time. No, but I mean, I appreciate that, Fahim. But not only that, it's just it, like yourself, you understand the value of getting these kids exposure because there's a lot of kids, and you know as well as I do that the parents aren't as supportive across the board. I mean, there are a lot of parents that will jump through hoops to do whatever they can for kids, but then you have parents that are not able to do it or just not interested in doing it. And that's where you come in. That's where a lot of people, and you're giving these kids an opportunity to at least be seen, get on the map.
To be seen.
Yeah, and that's important, and that's what all this is about. So when you come to American Heritage Delray, which is right there off of Linton Boulevard, it's mm-hmm. a 40-minute ride from North Dade County. It's not that far. It's a very nice campus, and you're going to have that early in the morning on Sunday. So, I mean, they'll be home by 3:30, no problem. But talk about what this is going to be and what you expect, because you're really close to a lot of these kids. And like you said, you've seen a lot of these kids grow up since they were young. So you know, you mentioned a few of the top players, university school. You have, Naquan Wright obviously is injured right now.
Of course.
But you've got other kids in that 2019 class that you're trying to reach out to, too.
Exactly. Well, this is the thing. You said exactly the exposure. So our deal right now is to be able to give these kids a platform to be seen. So with Scout.com, with South Florida High School Sports, with Footballville, with 24/7 Sports, them being in attendance is, first of all, going to be great. This is not a time for us to do no testing. I don't want to run no 40. We don't want to run no 5-10-5, no broad jump.
Right.
We want to see what these guys can do. Individual drills. We have highly qualified coaches running the drills. Seeing them do one-on-one, seeing how they respond with O-lineman with two-on-one, two-on-three, those things. We want to see, Coach, when they come on, mano and mano, who wins?
Right.
We want to see when it's time to get on the line, who's going to come out on top. And that's what we need to represent the state of Florida. Now, this is the thing about it. You said exposure. You can look at exposure two ways. You can look at exposure to benefit yourself and get up there, and you can look at the exposure to see where you need to get better at. And that's what this showcase is about.
Yeah.
We want, if you think you're the best of the best in class 2019, and not, this is not local, Coach.
No, this
we
is.
We got people coming down from Pensacola, Tallahassee, Orlando, Crestview, Florida.
Wow.
They're coming down here to compete with the best of the best. Because in order for us to go ahead and play the best, because that Georgia team is loaded, Coach.
Yeah, no, I understand.
They're loaded, Coach.
Yeah, no, they always got talent, and especially, you know, they're taking the game a lot more serious, because I think they take offense to everybody always talking about Florida. So that's an important
exactly.
thing. And you know these, because you've lived in both places, you've hung out, and so you know that there's that budding rivalry going on. Fahim Ali joining us, Complete Athletes. He has a True 19 Elite Showcase that's coming up this Sunday, 9 a.m. It'll all kick off to about 1:30 or so. It's up mm-hmm. at American Heritage in Delray off of Linton Boulevard. It's like you said, it's a great facility. Gives kids a chance, you know, if they live in the Orlando area, not to have to leave, you know, that extra hour to come further south. So I think it's a good idea to get it into a a neutral area. But you also have an opportunity, you know, by seeing the kids at a younger age, to be able to invite the kids that for this True 19 Showcase. Like, you were rattling off some kids, but because of your prior, the knowledge that you have in relationships, right? So this has got to be, and I know you've been doing this for a while, and this is important, so you made it a priority. And I think it's great that, you know, at this showcase, it's not just going to be regular Joes. This is going to be some big-time kids.
No, this is going to be the cream of the crop, Coach.
Yeah.
I'm excited.
Yeah.
I'm excited simply because the parents have called me that saying, Coach Ali, we're coming down.
Yeah.
And when a person can sit back and just tell me from Pensacola and say, Coach, I'm bringing down 8 of my best kids.
Wow.
That's exciting.
Yeah.
And then to be able to go ahead and let them compete. And the relationship's everything, Coach. We sometimes think about this being these guys are going to come out here and they're going to get a scholarship. No, it's about a relationship and being able to compete against a guy that's the best at their position.
Yep.
And we don't know what they're going to get from it.
Yeah, no, I see it. You know, I see the outstanding players that you've had in these games before. I mean, the registration's $40. It's cheap because, like you said, I mean, if you have Footballville and Scout and, you know, South Florida High School Sports.com that's worth 10 times more than the $40
exactly.
right there, because you know what we do. We list everybody. So any
Let me
kid.
Tell you one more good thing, Coach, before you go. We're going to have a live stream, Coach.
Right.
We're
wow.
trying to give every avenue that can these student athletes can get out here. So if there is a university that want to see them one on one right now, all that information is going to come out on Thursday. We're going to have a live stream. And, man, Coach, we're excited. Whatever we can do to get these kids the exposure We're going to do it.
Well, before I let you go, tell me how they can get involved and how they could reach you. And I know you have a website, and I know you have also a bunch of – you're on social media strong.
So I'm doing everything on social media. Twitter, CAthletes, at CAthletes. Facebook, at Complete Athletes. Instagram, at Complete Athletes. We got videos coming out. Lou, I'm here on the show with you. I'll be on the show tomorrow. I've recorded videos at Footballville.
Nice.
We're trying to reach out. We're trying to reach out to everybody. We don't want nobody hiding behind a rock and say, I didn't hear about it.
Yeah, and they usually do. They will. You know, even though you're going to see somebody a week after and they go, Coach, how come I didn't hear about it? But, you know what, you're giving it every shot in a world where, you know, everybody's retweeting it for you. I think it's a really good showcase. If you like high-level high school football, you have a rising junior class, or now they're going to be a junior class. Class of 2019, going to meet at one location. I mean, you have the best of the best. And the reward is that game going on in Texas. I know that's down the line, but now, Georgia does the same thing as far as their tryouts as well?
Georgia's had their tryouts already. Georgia has picked their teams already, Coach.
Wow.
They're already there.
They're jumping on you.
Coach, they got 10 kids right now. They're like four-star athletes right now.
Wow.
Three of them are like the top 10 in the nation. So just to give you what they got. So I'm calling all the best out, the best in the state of Florida. If you haven't heard about it, hopefully you're listening to this radio show. Please come out. July 23rd, American Heritage Delray, 9 a.m.
Yeah.
You don't have to sign up online. You can come and show up and take care of everything. We'll have it all there. We're excited. We're looking forward to it, Bluestein. I'm gonna have my cleats on, girl.
Nah, man, you're gonna pull something. You're beyond that. I know you work out, but I'll tell you what. Hey, well, before we let you go, your son's up at Kentucky.
Yeah.
Talk about how it's been for him so far. I mean, it's a big time. He's a big time receiver going into the SEC. Enough said, right?
So he comes down here this weekend. He said he wants to come to the tryout. So just to come out and check a couple of guys out. Coach, he just told me he's ready. He said, Daddy, I don't think I'm redshirting. He said, I'm ready to play. He got a 92 in one class, and he got an 86 in another class. So
Wow. He's
taking care of it educational-wise, too, with his first two classes in college. And, Coach, I'm just supporting him, man. I want to be a proud father in the stands, man, and watching him fulfill his dreams.
I know you do. I know. And you've like I said, you've done a lot of great things. And we're looking forward to Sunday. I'm really looking forward to seeing some of these kids, like you said, some big talented kids for class of 2019, right in our wheelhouse as we get ready for our preview, which will be coming in early August. And I know a lot of those kids will be in it. Fahim Ali, Complete Athletes, the True 19 Elite Showcase coming up this Sunday. It's at American Heritage in Delray, and that's off of Linton Boulevard. Fahim, thanks so much, buddy. I will see you soon.
So I'll see you on Sunday. I'll probably see you on Saturday too at UM campus.
I'm sure you'll. I know you will.
We need all those kids.
I know you do. All right, Coach. Thanks, Fahim Ali from Complete Athletes. He's got a great event, and he looks after the kids. And like I said, I mean, if you're a parent, you know exactly. If you don't have the time, and you know you make time as when you can, he's always there trying to push the kids into the spotlight and helping out. You know, as far as getting exposure and that. As what this is all about, a specified, not a whole bunch of kids from every class. It's just a class of 2019, which is the kids who will be juniors this year in high school. Awesome stuff. When we come back, Colorado State commit, Miami Central standout Devonta Wilson will join us. Also, Coach Richard Dunbar from Fort Lauderdale. That's a nice program. A lot of proud tradition in that school. It's gone back for years. We've got a big show this evening. We're with you up until 9 o'clock. We have 8 tremendous guests.
Live from the Edmore Sawgrass Chevrolet Studios, Morse has more. Visit EdmoreSawgrass.com. This is the South Florida High School Sports Show on South Florida's sports leader, 25 years and counting.
Miami Sports Radio, WQAM.
Feel at home, feel like nothing is true.
Back with you on a South Florida High School Sports.com radio show Monday evening. Larry Bluestein with you until 9 o'clock. We thank so much Fahim Ali from Complete Athletes for joining us in the first segment as we turn our attention to high school football. And, you know, this is the time of year where the players start getting a little bit more serious about where they're going to go for the following year. And that was the case over the last week for Devonta Wilson from Miami Central when he chose Colorado State, a very talented football player who I have a feeling, and I watched him during the spring. I watched him last year. This kid's a big-time talent, and Colorado State got a great one. He joins us this evening. Devonta, thanks so much for taking the time, and congratulations on the commitment.
Thank you.
Talk about this, you know, this whole deal over the last year, kind of strange thing, different school, different coaching staff, a lot of faces that you know, a lot that you don't. How tough was the adjustment for you over, let's say, over the last six months or so?
Well, to start, mentally, it's a big change because, you know, coming in from the junior to senior, going to a different, it's a big change. Then you have to change how you work and everything.
When you're looking around for colleges, I mean, I'm sure you started this, you know, kind of early in your own head, thinking of where you wanted to go, where you have to be realistic about going. What was it about Colorado State? What was it to you that said, "Hey, Devonta, this is the place where you're going to be"?
It was the connection we had. The connection me and the coaches had.
Did they come around during the spring a lot, or when was the first you had heard, you know, from them?
Yes, in the spring.
And what were some of the things that, you know, when they came to the school, I mean, what did they take you off to the side, talk to you? Did they text you? What were some of the things that they liked about you and that they wanted to, you know, that they had plans for you? What were some of the things that you remember that, you know, the positive things when you first met?
I remember Coach said that I was fast, energetic, fast and physical.
Yeah. Talk about this team. I mean, this is a quality team. You've had an opportunity to be around them for a while. You have a chance to see you know, this outstanding program that has been, you know, in the national spotlight for over a decade. Talk about the experiences and how you've acclimated yourself and how this team has you know, embraced you.
Well, it's the work ethic. When you have everybody around you with the same goal, which is to win, it makes you work harder.
Who are some of the guys that, you know, that you could single out that have been pretty influential in you and your growth of this game, that have been around you, that pushed you hard, you know, that maybe, you know, that they didn't know it, but they were pushing you hard by making you work harder? Who are some of the guys that you could, you know, look at and say, "Hey, these guys got me better"?
That's on my team?
Yes.
Well, I would say pretty much everybody.
Right.
I would say it would be Arthur
Brathwaite, who's pretty decent.
Yes. Robert Hicks.
Right.
Darnell Vickers. Michael Williams.
Yeah.
Hunter.
I mean,
on the offense. The offensive guys work me. Terrell. Yeah, Seth. Yeah, James. Everybody.
And a big line, too. I mean, this is an offensive line that has some promises as well. Talk about this team as an overall. I mean, I know everybody knows the district, Devonta. You know, I mean, it's no secret that everybody in there is very talented. It's going to take, and you know as well as I do, and everybody knows, that it's going to be the team that makes the least mistakes, that executes and gets the big plays. Talk about what you've seen so far from your team, from Miami Central, that would give you the indication that Central has the team, both sides of the ball, you know, to get this done and go back to state.
Well, what I've seen from a practice, the practice is intense. It's like a game. We're going at it every play,
right,
throughout the whole practice. We're going at it.
Yeah. Springtime, what did you get out of spring, and what so far have you gotten out of this offseason? And, you know, what have you done to get better yourself so you could be that ultimate team player?
Well, I worked on my speed, and I got my legs stronger.
Nice. And I mean, you work. I know that. I know the work ethic over there. I know that everybody works. Some of your teammates I've seen. I mean, like you mentioned, James Cook, a tremendous back. But you have a whole bunch of backs with Davis. You got two quarterbacks are capable. Your receivers are real good. Your secondary's strong. Where do you think, just looking at that team, from now until you open up in late August, what area do you think that needs a little tweaking?
Weekend.
As far as getting depth at one position, maybe, you know, you need an extra corner, you need an extra safety. What is coach going to look at during the summer and filling that up?
Filling that up, I would believe it would be
linebackers.
Because
you're pretty strong there.
Yeah, we're strong everywhere.
Yeah,
it's
you are.
Hard to say.
You are pretty strong. Yeah, but depth wise, I mean, obviously, if one person gets hurt, you know how that is. But nevertheless, I'm proud of you, man. It's a big time get, Colorado State. I know you're excited about this season, getting back out there. Devonta, thanks so much for taking the time to talk and fill us in on your great place that you're going to be for a while. And I like that place. I like the coaches. I like the facility, and the city is a great deal too. Devonta, thanks so much for spending some time with us.
Thank you.
Good stuff. Devonta Wilson, outstanding football player, Miami Central, on his way to Colorado State. Also, we talked to Fahim Ali in the first segment. But this is the time of year that the colleges start showing their campuses off. We have something big time coming up this Saturday at the University of Miami, the Paradise Camp. Excited for that. Last year, it produced a couple of kids that that said, hey, this is it. This is where I want to be. It was a lot of fun. Coach Rick dove off the board. The kids loved it. Everybody loved it. It was a novelty this year. They'll add to it, and it's going to be better and better. We're excited about that. But getting people on your campus is so important. Like I said, we spent, 1,200 people were on campus on Saturday and Sunday at the University of South Florida. Parents, coaches, players, getting a chance to see. So nothing means really more than having an opportunity to get people on your campus and getting a chance to show off what you have. I mean, that's the thing to do. And when you have high-level events and everybody flocks to them, even people who weren't interested at the beginning, and let me tell you something, over the weekend at USF, I met a lot of kids, a lot of coaches who were not sold on USF. But after meeting the coaches and seeing Charlie Strong and seeing a lot of how things work and seeing their facilities and seeing their, you know, their future and where they play. I mean, they're no different than the University of Miami. They play in an awesome stadium, not on campus, but amongst the top five stadiums in the NFL. So, I mean, you can't have everything. I mean, you can't have everything, but in a program like Miami's or USF, they're both on the way up, both great coaching staffs and recruiting tremendously, and that's important as well. It all starts locally at the high schools, and you know down here that we have so many hardworking coaches working it year-round. You know, I don't have to tell you, the pay is not the greatest, but the reward of seeing these kids advance and get to that next level and you know, get it done in the classroom, and that's what brought Coach Richard Dunbar back to his alma mater in the first place, because he wanted to see what Fort Lauderdale was going to be like and what it can be like and what he remembered it when he went there. And he certainly has lived up to those promises ever since coming back. He has taken that program and just exploded, not ducking anybody. They go to Lakeland. They play in every major event possible. Gets quality kids getting better and better, and he joins us this evening. Coach, thanks so much for taking the time, and everybody appreciates the job you're doing, I'll tell you.
Thank you, Larry. Thank you for having me on the show.
Oh, anytime. I know it's been an exciting time. You win the BCAA 7-on-7. I know that you have bigger fish to fry than that, but that's still something. That's something that a lot of the other schools in the county that had the opportunity that didn't get it done. But you've been in that mode. You've been in for 5 to 6 years now. You've been in that mode where, hey, you know what? We've got athletes, and we're going to play head up with anybody.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. It's a motivational tool, from the guys' perspective. But at the same time, though, I like to do it because it's legalized practice.
Yep.
And you get to put your guys up against you know, other guys, you know, in the county, and they get to see what their competition is going to, you know, be like or look like for the upcoming fall.
Yeah, you know, when you look at a school like Fort Lauderdale, history beyond history. It's like the Miami High of Broward County. It's been there for over 100 years now. This is a lot of tradition, and you realize that after you came back that, you know what, we could do this. We could bring this program in the spotlight. Will we be St. Thomas? Probably not. But we will be a good program that graduates kids, that gets the alumni excited about, you know, what they're doing. And that's what you've done. And you can do it like that. I mean, you can't. You don't have to come back and win the national title. I mean, you could come back, play respectable football, and get the kids graduating off to the next level. And that's your job.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Well, the philosophy here, I mean, obviously playing in a district like ours, I mean, we St. Thomas.
Sure.
I don't care what anyone says. Easy has athletes. They've had athletes for years, you know, since they existed. But, you know, for us, you know, we're going to go out and compete, you know, against whoever we play. It doesn't matter. We're going to prepare and do what we need to do on a weekly basis, you know, to get ready for our upcoming opponents.
Right.
You know, but you know, for me, Larry, I played at Fort Lauderdale High School. You know, I'm 4-36 in my high school career here at Fort Lauderdale High School, but I still had an opportunity to, you know, go on and play on the collegiate level.
Sure.
You know, as a graduate of Fort Lauderdale High School. So no matter where you are, you can go. It all depends on what you do, you know. So coming back here, I wanted the kids that live in the same neighborhood that I grew up in to understand that, hey, you know, if you just go to school, do what you're supposed to do academically, and just work hard at it. No matter where you are, no matter where you go, a book is a book. It all depends on what you do with the knowledge between, you know, the covers of that book.
Yeah.
So whether if you go to Florida, whether if you go to Weber International University or you know, whatever school, you just go and get your education, and that's what it's all about. So for me, winning is not just on the field. Winning is also in the classroom. It's also in the weight room, and it's also just building character amongst, you know, young men, because for us, it's not about the next 4 to 5 years after high school. It's about the next 40 to 50 years of life.
Yes.
You know, and that's what we're doing this for. You know, coaching these guys up to become great guys, great husbands, great fathers, great citizens of America, and just go and do something, you know, great and positive in the world.
Yeah, well said. Coach Richard Dunbar, Fort Lauderdale High School. And you know what? The one thing, too, is what we notice. You always notice this about a team that really start, you know, that is in this for the long haul. And you go to everything. You send your kids to everything. I mean, if it's a UM event, you'll be there. If it's here, you go out of town. And the idea of playing teams like Lakeland, everybody knows, hey, well, Lakeland, they're this, they're that, you know, but they're, you know, they've lost 2 years in a row to Carroll City. So they're not everything, but
no, sir.
But for you guys, this is tremendous. A lot of the kids that you have don't get a chance to go out of the area too much, so you get them on a bus, get them up, you know, a little camaraderie. That was important to you from the first time I talked to you, and I think more coaches should understand that you build a family. You just don't build a team, because a team could fall together. Talk about that and what you've done and the little things that I mentioned along the way.
Well, I mean, for us, you know, when Coach Lawrence became the athletic director, he said, what do you really want to do with this program? I said, I want to put us on the road. And he's like, what, Dade County, Palm Beach County? I said, no, I want to go outside of the Tri-County area, simply because a lot of these guys have not seen outside of Broward County.
Right.
And, you know, and then, two, we're 7A football, so is Lakeland. You know, so I wanted these guys to understand that 7A football exists around us. State.
Right.
And when we got to Lakeland, I mean, they saw the Jumbotron. They saw the band playing. They saw the crowd. And it was like, Coach, oh, my God. Like, I'm like, yeah, this is real football. And as we're traveling through through the town of Lakeland, they see signs in the windows. The stores are closed down, you know, closing early. People lined up, you know, at the gate. It did something well for our program.
Yeah.
Just for the students alone, because we get that spirit bus. We get kids that drive up and follow behind the bus, and they get to see what football is like in a whole nother area, you know? I mean, when we went to play Vero for the first time, I knew what was going to happen. But to come down that long, dark road and then all of a sudden the stadium just jump out at you with all the lights and, you know, kick off and you got the fireworks going and I mean
tailgating and all that stuff.
Oh my God.
Small town football at its finest.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yeah. So for my guys to see that, for City Boys to see that, it did something well because that next week we got back in the classroom and the grades and the attitude towards academics just took off just like that.
Nice.
Just like, Coach, who else we got? What we doing? Where else we going? You know, what we're doing, you know? And when we go to camps, they get to see it too. I drove the wheels off of Durango, you know, taking guys to camp, James Garner, Jabari Williams, you know, Derek Warren, Rashawn Pascal, taking all of those guys from, you know, Pensacola to Miami, to UM. It didn't matter, you know, whatever, for them to see what it was going to be like. And it paid dividends. It paid off.
No doubt. Coach Richard Dunbar joining us, Fort Lauderdale High School. You just said a name in that little grouping, and you have to be a proud papa, in quotes, James Gardner last year against Mississippi State from Miami of Ohio. Tiny school that a lot of people didn't, you know, a lot of people passed by him, and he was a star down here. I just think people kind of looked at him differently, but I think starting this year, Mr. Gardner is going to be one of the best in the country.
Yes, sir. Well, he works hard. He works hard. He worked hard while he was in high school. I mean, not just on the football field, but also in the classroom, but, you know, and on the track and field, and also on the basketball court. I mean, the kid averaged 30-something points a game, you know. He was also our goalie, you know, at times in soccer, you know. So I mean, the kid is just a special talent. But, you know, it just doesn't stop with James. I mean, we have some guys here in the program right now that are going to be juniors that, you know, people will be excited about, you know, here coming up within the next season or two. But yeah, you're right. James Gardner is a special, special talent. Special breed.
Well, we watched him last year, and I said, you know what, that I kept thinking of you. I said, I bet your Coach Dunbar is just sitting here smiling. Here's a kid schooling SEC defensive backs, and they wouldn't – I remember the SEC schools would never look at him. But that happens. These kids mature. They kind of – the bell goes off. He's one of them. You know, I think South Broward had a kid last year who's going to be the same way. You know, kind of people forgot about him. He went off to Northern Illinois, and in a couple of years, the Gardeners and guys like that are going to be, you know, I mean, because they weren't the five stars coming out. But you saw in the 7-on-7s, no matter where he played, he always lit it up. He always was tough to catch, you know, to cover. He was a big body kid. So, I mean, I just think sometimes people over-recruit people. Don't you agree?
I do. And I think at the same time, too, Larry, people under-recruit. I mean, because.
Okay. That's fair.
Look at James, like we said, you know. But let me bring your attention to Jabari Williams.
Yep.
Linebacker at Wake Forest, you know. Oh, Coach, he's too small. Coach, he's not fast enough. Coach, the kid, you know, academically was off the chart,
yes.
You know.
That's what opened the doors, though. See, that's what ultimately, when they were looking, they go, whoa, look at this. You know, I mean, we had no work at all. We never have to, in 4 years, we'll just walk across and say congratulations, get his diploma, and he goes on the next level. They want that. So, yeah, obviously. But, yeah, in his case, he was a great football player. It was just trying to get back by, you know, the non-measurables. You know, I mean, you know that. I don't have to tell you that.
Yeah, that's, yes, sir.
It's the same that we have to go by those guidelines as well. What's coming up the rest of the summer? What do you guys got going on? You only got a short couple of weeks now, though.
Well, right now we're just strengthening condition. You know, we just finished up. You know, and we're just talk right now, just going through the playbook. You know, making sure we cross all T's and dot all I's, and then we're just gonna prepare once we get the film from Terrence Lowling, you know, go from there.
Yep. Coach, any kids that, you know, that could emerge for you this year that everybody needs to keep an eye on?
Listen, obviously Alonzo Clark is out there, you know, and, you know, people know about Alonzo Clark, but Nivelton Williams, 6-foot, 220-pound running back, class of 2019, Caleb Boating, offensive tackle, 6'4", 265 pounds.
Wow.
Okay. Two twin defensive ends, 6'3", 6'3 and a half. Okay, 220, 218. Look for these guys to, you know, do some things great for us, you know, because they're working. Obviously, their academics are off the Richter. I mean, 4.5, 4.3, 3.8, 3.9, 1260, two-part SAT, 1180. You know, I mean, that's what we have.
Yeah. You know?
But in our receiving core, Andrew Goffin, Deshaun Sharmont, you know, look for those guys to do some things. But the one kid that will surprise everyone in the class of 2018 is Wesley Ellador. Look for that name.
Okay, I wrote it down. I think I put him out already, but he's.
Yes, sir.
And
yes,
now, yeah. Your son plays there now too, right?
Yes, sir. Yeah.
Look at him.
He's a sophomore. He's doing well.
Nice.
He's doing well. He's working hard, and I mean, it's obviously it's great. Yeah, he carries a 4.2 GPA. You know, right now he's fighting for not just playing time, but a starting position on Boston. And not by my choice.
No.
It was left up to me. He'll be on JV. My coaching staff is like, look, you played him on JV last year. The band needs to be on varsity this year, though.
Good.
I'm like, well, we'll see. We'll see what happens. He got to earn it. You know, just like everyone else.
Not easy on you, but nevertheless, that's why you let the majority, let the coaches just say, hey, what do you think, guys? Okay.
Right.
Well, we'll go with what you say. You go home and say, hey, listen, you know, it wasn't my total decision. So, but I know you're proud of him. The grades alone, coach, would get me crazy. I mean, that's nuts. I mean, to me, I think everybody around the state should focus in on what you guys are doing in the classroom because those numbers were staggering. My producer, Manny Chang, was shaking his head. He couldn't believe it. I mean, that's amazing. Manny went to Goldman, not to say anything's wrong with that, but I mean, Coach, again, thank you so much for taking your time this evening. You know, we will always be in your corner. You do it the right way, and everybody out there heard this evening what a quality coach and a quality man you are.
Yes, sir. Thank you. Thank you, guys, and keep doing what you're doing because I think you need it. And they need more of it.
Thanks.
So thank you, because it's not just with us, Larry. It's with you guys as well. So thank you.
Thanks, Coach. I appreciate it. Richard Dunbar, head coach at Fort Lauderdale. Wow. Great guy. The grades are staggering. You got to be driving around and saying, wow. That's amazing. I mean, and that's Fort Lauderdale Senior High School. Credit to the Flying L's. When we come back, we wrap up hour number one. Coach Chris Bowden from ASA right here in Miami.
Miami Sports Radio 560.
Open up the champagne. Pop. It's my house. Come on. Turn it up. Hear a knock on the door and the night begins.
Back to wrap things up with you for hour number one on this South Florida High School Sports.com radio show. Larry Bluestein with you till 9 o'clock. Thanks to Devontae Wilson from Miami Central, headed to Colorado State, and also Coach Richard Dunbar from Fort Lauderdale High School. And as Manny Chang was saying, wow, that's amazing, the GPAs that they have going on that football team. In Fort Lauderdale, one of the coaches that has his eyes and ears on all of South Florida and the entire country has done an awesome job bringing this program and getting it together at ASA. Coach Chris Bowden has done a superb job, has an understanding of the community, the football. He's really now a part of this landscape. He knows great relationships with the kids and as well as the coaches, and he joins us this evening. Coach, thanks so much for taking the time.
Hey, guys. Thanks for having me on.
Good. Anytime. Now, you. Last time we talked to you, just a little bit of getting things ready, and now you're in the off season and have an opportunity to look at this new class that's coming in, look at the returning players. How are things going for you as far as what you expected when you first took over as we are right now?
Everything's been going great. You know, we had our first, you know, full off season. We've done a tremendous job of recruiting. Very happy about the amount of kids we have signed and coming in, and, you know, obviously very excited about the freshman we had from last year coming back. And like I said, I think it was a very, very productive for off season, you know, in terms of recruiting.
See, I think now, I mean, and a football guy is a football guy, and you've been one for a long time. And once you get into new area, you just have to learn the people because everything else falls into place. You seem to have done that. You're an outgoing guy. You get into the community. You're on really good terms with a lot of the coaches locally, a lot of the people who know about players. What does that feel like for you to have things into control to the point where, hey, you know, this is home right now?
Yeah, I mean, it was a bit of a whirlwind coming down last year and, being named the head coach in April and, trying to get everything set very quickly and then right into the season. So it's been nice to kind of settle down, get the family down here. And, we love it down here. And I think, my family and I love the area. It's been great to be here. And then, really the effort of my coaching staff, making sure we're hitting up every high school in Dade, Broward, Palm Beach counties. And just trying to build relationships with the high school coaches and, trying to show them that, we care about their kids and we're going to give them a great experience when they come here. And, the coaching staff is going to work, our tails off to make sure we move on every kid to a four-year school.
Yeah, no doubt. Chris Bowden, Coach Chris Bowden, joining us from ASA Academy or ASA Miami. Here's the thing, too. I've had an opportunity to see a lot of your coaches everywhere. I mean, they'll work clinics. They'll do anything that it takes, to keep in the community. I think that's important because the kids see that. The coaches see that. It's a good relationship type. It's a great builder. And you go out and see them at these events, and they're not just hanging out. I mean, they're hands-on. That's important. I mean, and you know as well as I do, this the recruiting game is just tremendously tough and any advantage you can get. What do you look at when you see these coaches go out there and you see favorable things or they tell you, hey, listen, everybody was really receptive. It's got to make you feel good because it's like you're one of the guys now.
Yeah, no, it's awesome. I love the fact that my coaches, one, love going out and recruiting and, what you see from them is their real character. They're not out there, just putting on a show or anything. They love getting out there. They love participating in the camps. And, those are the type of coaches I want. And those are the guys that, are building relationships. We're also in a very fortunate situation where, ASA and Ken Wilcox, our AD, allows us to go out and recruit a lot. And, we don't have to teach or work in admissions or anything like that. We are full-time coaches and we have a big staff. So, that's our job. Our job is to make sure that, all the high school coaches, all the kids know about us and that, they understand that, we're honest people and we're going to give it to them, straight, but, we're going to give their kids every opportunity. And, we really enjoy what we do. It's a real job being a junior college coach and watching our kids move on. So, it's something that we love to do. And I love having coaches that, want to do that and be out in the community. And, all my coaches from, Coach Van Dyke, DeMarcus Van Dyke.
Right.
Played it to you, and he's all over the place. Coach Valencia, my offensive line coach, and really all these guys have done a tremendous job recruiting. And it's good to see as a head coach. It's great to hear good reviews about them, and obviously see everything on social media and whatnot.
Yeah. Yeah, and it's huge, and especially in an area like this where it's kind of tough sometimes to gain acceptance. Everybody has their little, little clicky type of things. But that, I'm sure that happens all over the country. Coach, as you look at this team for this year, talk about who you're excited about and some of the guys that coming back that you're really excited about coming back in with another year of experience.
Right. Well, I mean, it starts with our quarterback, Rashawn Waiters. He's coming back in the year two, and he still has to compete every day, to make sure he keeps his job. But he did a tremendous job last year, and he had a lot of 1AA looks and a couple offers, and he decided to come back to see if he can play at a higher level. Stevenson Ferdinand, one of our best receivers, will be back again as well, and he put up tremendous numbers last year. On the offensive line, Xavier Santiago is coming in year two, playing left tackle, 6'6", 300-pound kid. We think he's got a very bright future ahead of him, and he's had a lot of interest. And on the defensive side, you look at Cedric Bryant, one of our defensive ends, who he's from Georgia, but he's a tremendous player, a great character kid. And then
sure.
Our defensive tackle, Charles Garrett, who's being recruited by UCLA, Virginia Tech, has had an interest from Clemson, among others. So we're excited about these kids that are returning. We really like the team we have. We feel we have a good group of guys in there, and then we're extremely excited about the freshman that's going to be joining us here in about 2 weeks.
Nice. Now, they come in, 1st of August?
Right, yeah. First of August, all of them will be here, and then we start camp August 7th.
What's your schedule looking like, and when do you start?
We start camp August 7th. We have 10 games on the varsity. 5 of those games are junior college games. So we're playing Erie Community College. We're playing Georgia Military College twice. We're playing Snow College.
Wow.
We're playing ASA New York. So, you know, those are tough games. You know, 4 out of those 5 teams are top 10, top 15 teams every year. So, you know, I think we got a lot of work ahead of us, but playing those 5 games makes us bowl eligible. It makes us ranking eligible. And, you know, those big games, that's when the college coaches come down. So, and our kids know that. Our kids are excited for the challenge, and I feel that with the team that we've put together and the current coaching staff that, you know, we're going to be able to compete with those games and or compete with those teams. So it's going to be exciting here in about 2 weeks once we get on the field and, you know, get the whole team together. And it's, you know, it's a grind. It's a grind for these kids at the junior college level. It's a grind for the coaches. You know?
Yeah, so, I was going to say.
But
I mean, you guys got kind of burn things at both ends because you not only have to get incoming high school kids, but you also have to sell your players to the colleges at the next level. So that's a pretty tough job because usually when you're at a college, you don't sell your kids to another school, but you have to kind of like be the pitch man to get these kids, you know, who just gave you 2 good years to move on. That must be kind of a strange, but you've been used to that because you've been at this level. But it took, doesn't that seem if you know, like the regular guy comes from a 4-year school, that's kind of like, wow, I just did everything I can to get this kid. Now I have to get him to somewhere else. It just seems, you know, seems kind of crazy, but it's all a process and it's all done in a great way. And to me, I think there's a lot of colleges, 4-year schools now, as you're finding out, that want those 20-year-old kids. They lose that 18, 19-year-old baby type of getting acclimated, and you're getting a kid who's starting to be a grown man at 20 years old, already has a school down, and already has college life down. So I like those players, too.
Yeah, no, it's definitely just to go back what you're saying, it's definitely an interesting process because it's great because we see both sides of the recruiting. You know,
yeah.
So we're going in recruiting kids, and you know, the coaches know the recruiting process with all of our players, it doesn't end until they leave. You know, at a 4-year school, you sign a kid, that's it, great.
That's it, yeah.
You know, they're supposed to graduate. If you're coaching on the professional level, if you don't like a kid, you cut them.
Yeah.
But with us, it's an interesting job, but it's probably the most gratifying football coaching job in sports because when you have the kids come in with nothing, with no grades, and for whatever reason, they couldn't take a scholarship, and then within a year and a half, you watch them turn it around, take a scholarship, and then the next fall, you watch them playing on ABC or NBC. And it's really, you know, it's special. It's definitely gratifying because you have these kids for such a short period of time, and to get them back on the right path and then see them succeed, it's really amazing. And it's, you know, it's something we love to do. It's a grind, but, you know, it's a grind for both of us because we're in there with the players. We're at ground zero with them every day.
Yeah,
You know, but it's definitely rewarding.
Yeah, it is. And, I mean, it just seems kind of strange, you know, like usually when you're at a college, you get to see NFL coaches coming on, but the other college coaches coming on your campus. But that's the nature of it. I mean, it's a place where you take them, you teach them, you turn things around, like you said, and then they come out and go to UCLA. And that's awesome. I mean,
right.
That you have a player now that maybe a year or two wasn't being looked at for one, like you said, for a reason or another. Now UCLA, Arizona, and that's got to be gratifying.
Yeah, it is. And this May was tremendous. We had, you know, 2-3 schools in every day from SEC, ACC to D2 schools to all over the place. And it's great. And it's great for the coaches, you know, to be able to sit down with these guys. It's great for our players to see that. And, you know, our players just got to understand that, you know, they just have to focus on their day-to-day goals. And if they do that, they'll reach the main goal. You don't want the players worrying about how many scholarships they have or anything like that and wondering where they're going to be in 4 months. Because,
right.
You know, if you worry about things that are out of your control, then, you know, you're going to drive yourself crazy. So that's something we try to strive with our players that, hey, you know, it's a day-to-day operation. It's the same with the coaches. You know, you're not worried about where we're going to be or where you're going to end up next year. And, you know, it's just if you can get the players – you know, thinking that and buying into that, it's great. You know, the guys that worry about where they're going to be, it's, you know, like I said, they forget about all the little steps it takes to get to that big goal.
You're right. Coach, again, thanks so much. Best of luck this coming season. I know we'll have you on plenty during the course of the year. And thanks so much for stopping by.
All right. Thank you, Larry. Appreciate
it. Good stuff. Great guy, Coach Chris Bowden from ASA, knows what he's doing. I'll tell you that. He's a big-time guy. He's developing a lot. You got to get out to those games. They play over at during the daytime, but they played at Hendrick Stadium, Mylander, last year. And I'll tell you what, it's great football. I mean, these kids are big time, you know, and they're trying to get bigger and bigger time. That's going to wrap up hour number one. What a great hour. Fahim Ali started it off from Complete Athletes. Devonta Wilson from Miami Central on the way to Colorado State. Coach Richard Dunbar from Fort Lauderdale. We ended things with Coach Chris Bowden from ASA Miami. We have one more hour to go. We'll be right back. Florida High School Sports Radio Show for a Monday evening. Larry Bluestein with you. And what a great first hour, starting it out with Fahim Ali from Complete Athletes and then ending it with Coach Bowden from ASA. So we covered the gamut in the first hour. We'll do so here in the second hour, about 8:45 or so. We'll talk to Coach Steve Englehart, Florida Tech. And they have a lot of kids from South Florida and trying to get more and all the time. Doing things the right way. Remember, there was a time when we only had like 4, 5, 6 colleges in the state. Now we have quite a few more with the addition of the Stetsons and the Florida Techs and the West Floridas and programs of that nature. Now we have Kaiser University up in West Palm Beach. So it's exciting to have that. We'll talk to Coach Englehart around 8:45. At 8:30, Coach Jace Stewart from Doral Academy, one of the top teams in South Florida, 7A program that made the playoffs last year. And certainly after watching them over the weekend in Tampa, where they went and competed. And we'll talk a little bit about this coming year. He's got a outstanding football program. I had a chance to see that. Speaking about the outstanding football program, Coach Quincy Woods from Boyd Anderson, that program finished second in the sling and shoot in Tampa, and we'll have all that information. If you go to SouthFloridaHighSchoolSports.com, that's SouthFloridaHighSchoolSports.com, and you could check out the story that we wrote about all the South Floridians that are up at USF, including Quentin Flowers, one of the top quarterbacks in the nation. We have that up on the website now. You could check that out as with our In the Huddles that come out every day. And certainly we're going to have something coming up on the event that took place in Tampa, the Sling and Shoot at USF. 60-plus teams, 300 linemen. Get a chance to see a lot of talent. So that will be coming up tomorrow. We're here, as we said, for 2 hours tonight, 2 hours again for the next couple of weeks on a Monday night. Great time as we come closer to the start of the season. There's still a few events going to be taking place, as we told you, with Complete Athletes hosting the 2019 showcase this Sunday at Paradise event. And then this Friday, Ken Mastroli has something special coming up, and he has done an awesome job. You follow Ken Mastroli Passing. He has his event every year that this year, Tutu Atwell from Northwestern won, Tyler Huntley from Hallandale in the past. He has done a great job earning a tremendous reputation around the state and working with a lot of outstanding quarterbacks, and he joins us this evening. Ken Mastroli, thanks so much for taking the time.
Thanks, Blue. I appreciate you having me on.
Anytime. I know this is still every time a year is a busy season for you, because if it's not during a high school season, you're working with some of the college kids, getting them ready for the for the combines or the draft or whatever it be. And you keep busy year round, but your focus has been on high schools, and you have between here and the west coast of Florida, and with your events that you've had an opportunity to run, you're getting a chance to see just about everybody.
Yeah, it's pretty cool. You know, just kind of coming off of, like you said, the NFL kind of training and prep. And then we've had some guys, we've had like 14 guys at the pro level come through, guys that I've spent like more than maybe a year or two with, and training, and then college guys. And then, yeah, of course, the high school kids, which has, you know, kind of been so great down in South Florida. And you know, kind of coming off this year, I've been really fortunate to be part of Under Armour's program and touring the country doing camps and evaluations and working with those guys. And then now just kind of holding some camps of my own that are just more instructional based, but also trying to help some of the kids as well, you know, just get a little more exposure and you know, proper training and technique, especially at the critical age at the high school level and youth level. where when coaches are looking or high school coaches are looking, they look at the mental side, leadership, and then obviously the fundamentals as well. Can the kid execute in their offense? And can he make the necessary throws to be successful in each program?
You've been fortunate to work with a lot of kids that are now either in professionally or, you know, right there knocking on the door. The Jake Rudocks, the Sean Whites, quarterbacks like that. Work with Teddy Bridgewater for a while. You take a look at all these guys, Tyler Huntley and everybody who's been in your showcases. This has got to give you some personal satisfaction to see these kids grow and mature, you know, because when you get them, they're young and they've got a lot to work on. And by the time they graduate and get on to college, they're on their way to being a finished product.
Yeah, it's cool. You know, this year or the last 2 years, which is, I think is kind of helped us to separate, is number one, you know, we try to provide an environment. I know a lot of kids have gone to like the Elite 11 in the past. They do, you know, they've done a great job in the past, but we wanted to add a little bit more to it in terms of like a local product for Florida kids. And, you know, adding the X's and O's and adding like making sure that it's real type of football environment drills where they're throwing to live receivers, where they're moving and they're doing drills that you're going to see. If you turn on the tape, you're going to see that drill or you're going to see that situation that arrives in the game. So I think college coaches have definitely paid more attention. I think the last 4 years after each camp, a kid has received an offer from that. Henry Columbia, Tyler Huntley. So some of the past winners have obviously gotten and gained interest from those colleges and coaches, and it's good exposure. I mean, you guys have done an incredible job, and Larry, you've done an awesome job of just covering the event and making it such that people find out about some of the kids that are diamonds in the rough, and that's like the really cool part about this whole thing.
I appreciate that. Ken Mastroli joining us from Mastroli Passing. There, you know, you bring up some of those guys from the showcase. Todd Sentio is at Temple now. I remember when he was in his ninth grade year and won it. And I mean, it's been a really good event. I mean, it's a showcase that a lot of kids attend. They, like you said, they know what's at stake. This year, you had one that came right down to the wire. You had Tutu Atwell from Northwestern. You had Nick Scalzo from Cardinal Gibbons. Those are quarterbacks that represent this area. You've had a chance to work with them. I know that the South Florida quarterbacking in general gets a bad rap, and obviously, you know, people say, well, it's not a great area for quarterbacks. But you get to see more than that. You have a lot of insight on a lot of these kids. Is it really as down as people say, or is it just a matter of opinion?
No, I think it's an opinion. I think part of opinion. I mean, the thing that you have to remember, too, we had a year, I think it was 1 year in 14, when I had worked with nine guys or eight guys that ended up signing Division I. It was like Sean White, Peyton Bender, Nick Gentry. You know, there were a lot of quarterbacks in that class that were just so successful, and they all went Division I, and it was cool to spend, you know, time where you're spending 2 years with guys, and, you know, along with the assistance of like good high school programs, coaches that are seeing them day in and day out, you know, you've been with these kids for like 3 or 4 years, and it's just not even like just the Division I kids. We have so many kids that are being, you know, have been successful or going on to be successful at colleges that people sometimes lose, you know, don't pay attention to because they're not on the national television circuit. But we've had so many quarterbacks go to FCS schools, Division II, NAIA. I mean, scholarship players. I mean, every year it's like this millions of dollars from South Florida down that's being granted to these quarterbacks. I know a lot of times you don't get maybe the Power Five, Elite Five type guys.
Right.
But no, I don't think so. I think it's a little bit of a personal opinion, but I think there's some quarterbacks that are coming up in the 19 class and the 18 class that really have a chance and have had a chance to really shine. And I think they're getting a lot more attention for South Florida, which is kind of cool to see.
Yeah, it's great to see. Ken Mastroli from Mastroli Passing joining us. Talk about Tutu Atwell. I mean, you know, it's generally known that, I mean, he's an awesome high school quarterback, a good run pass kid. But the fact is, not a lot of people are looking at him to play this position at the next level. Like his father, who was a tremendous player at Miami High, went on in Minnesota and did a great job. Do you look at, you know, I think you and I talked about this. He's an athletic football player, so obviously people are putting him at a slot position where he could, you know, get his hands on the ball. But as we said yesterday, it must be nice to say, hey, kid, you want to go in there for a wildcat and throw 170 yards? But he's the type of kid. I mean, obviously he doesn't have what a lot of the Power Five schools are looking for in a quarterback, but from an athletic standpoint, he has basically everything.
Yeah, you know, the one thing, Larry, that I've learned so much, and it's been given me the opportunity to really sit down and, like, dive into a lot of these playbooks, and coaches are giving me more and more access to college film, college playbooks, and kind of behind-the-scenes stuff that not a lot of people get. I mean, I've gone through with, like, this year I had Nick Fitzgerald from Mississippi State. I've had quarterbacks from Michigan come in. So I've had conversations with their offensive coordinators where, like, you know they only get so much time allowed by the NCAA. So I get a chance to go in-depth. I'm not necessarily maybe teaching them their offense, but I'm getting a chance to see film, learn. I put them on the board. I talk to them about leadership. So my point to all this is I see what it takes for, like, the mental side of the quarterback and the intangibles that they have from a learning capacity. And I think sometimes what gets misled a little bit is when coaches come down to recruit quarterbacks, you know, they also want to know at the program and how the program is structured and how that coach has, does he have quarterback meetings? Is he teaching him? Is there a meeting with the quarterbacks where they're teaching him maybe defenses or certain things? Do they get a playbook? Because you might get a kid that they write on a scratch pad and he's a phenomenal player. But when you get to the collegiate level, does the coach in that situation have enough patience to say, I trust this kid enough that I can bring him in and he's going to be able to sit in our quarterback meetings and he's going to be able to digest all this information rather than maybe playing in a simplistic offense?
Right.
I don't think that's the case so much for Tutu. I think what hurts him, obviously, is he is an incredible playmaker. I was really impressed with the way he throws the football. But then again, there's so many different variables. Like, he's going to check a lot of boxes. He's a gamer. He's an incredible player. But then you're going to say, hey, if I was to recruit him, and he was the only quarterback I took in this class, God forbid he gets hurt because he's 100 and some odd pounds, and he's going up against linemen that are 285 that can run 4.6, 4.9, or 4.7.
Right.
You know, could he take that beating week in and week out, or is he a better suited player if we put him in a skill position? So I think a lot of those things, that's coaches have to figure out all that information about players. But I can't stress it enough for these guys to really learn the game. And that's the most important part, I think, when you're trying to separate yourself from the rest of the country and the quarterbacks that I've seen across the country in the last year.
Yeah, that's fair. You have an event coming up. Talk about that.
Yeah, so this Friday and Saturday, we have like a small event. It's going to be exposure. It's going to be really education. So we're doing a lot of cool things. It's Friday and Saturday. What we're doing is we're filming live reps. We're putting kids through a simulated pro day. So just like a college environment, we're going to video it. We're going to sit down with them. We're going to go over what they're doing in terms of like situational football. We actually have an interview prep room where we bring in the quarterbacks one by one. I bring in two specialists that come in, they videotape the quarterback, they learn a play, and they learn how to just talk in terms of like how to just publicly speak, you know, eye contact, body movement, body language. So we're teaching that. And then we're going to teach the football X's and O's. Last year we had Brady Quinn come in and did a great job just kind of breaking down and helping these kids think outside the box. And there's a lot of drills and kind of technique work to like polish things up and show kids their inefficiencies right before the start of camp. So they have some tidbits when they go in to the start of fall camp so they can really work on those areas when they step on the practice field
come
August 1st.
And it's going to be what time on each day and where is it at?
So it's at Cardinal Gibbons High School. It's 4:30 to 7:30. They can check it out on my website, which is just easy. It's passingcamp.com. But then we're going Saturday again from 9 to 1. So there's going to be a mix of classroom time and field session for the next 2 days, Friday and Saturday.
Good stuff. Ken Mastroli, Mastroli Passing, he joins us quite a few times and breaks down everybody. Ken, thanks so much. We'll look forward to seeing you this week.
Sounds great, Larry. Thanks again. Appreciate it.
Good stuff. Ken Mastroli, and just knows everything. Still ahead, coming up, Coach Quincy Woods of Boyd Anderson, Jay Stewart from Doral Academy. We're with you until 9.
Sawgrass Chevrolet Studios. Morse has more. Visit at moresawgrass.com. This is the South Florida High School Sports Show on South Florida's sports leader. 25 years and counting.
Miami Sports Radio, WQAM.
Gotta represent, man. Chase a chick, chase. Never chase a pepper, chase no. Two cups, toast out with the game. Gang, gang.
Back with you on the South Florida High School Sports.com radio show for a Monday evening. Larry Bluestein and Manny Chang as we go until 9 o'clock. Thanks so much to Ken Mastroli of Mastroli Passing. You know, we talked earlier about the sling and shoot in Tampa, always a competitive event. And by the end of the day, a lot of people were kind of surprised. They weren't surprised at Tampa Plant being in the finals, but Boyd Anderson wasn't a program that a lot of people had talked about. But since he's taken over the program, Coach Quincy Woods has done an awesome job. He's got some talent. We watched it for 2 days. Gifted athletes, and there you go. He got a team in the finals and certainly put them on the board for the season. And Coach Woods joins us this evening. Coach, thanks so much for taking the time, and congratulations on a great weekend.
Oh yeah, thanks for having me. And it was a great weekend.
Every time we saw you, I mean, you guys were lighting it up against somebody. The best thing about that tournament is you don't get the chance to see a lot of those teams throughout the course of the year. They're all new. It's not like playing Ely or, you know, those teams every week. They're new bodies, new faces. Early on, that could play to your advantage because they've never seen a lot of your kids, and South Florida's known for team speed, and you certainly gave them a heavy dose of it.
Oh, most definitely. It was, you know, 60 teams, so it's a bunch of teams I even never heard of. So it was great for our boys just to go out there and compete against them.
You know, the first day you get kind of acclimated to it. You know, the kids don't sleep a lot because of the – well, I don't think they sleep a lot either day. But because you know how kids are, they get on the road, and if there's an hour or two of actually closing your eyes, it's a surprise. But they really – they fed off of it. It was a hot day. Obviously, it was very hot both days. But they seem to feed off of that. Talk about this team, you know, that now is your team. I mean, this is a team that, you know, you took over last year, a lot of different philosophies, but now this is your philosophy. This is a program that you've got a lot of talented kids. Talk about this group heading into the 2017 season.
Yeah, our group, man, this was my first time on the road, so, you know, we did a college tour, so we was on the road for a week or so. But it was used to be on the road, going to sleep with curfew, eating right, drinking right, and then they were eager. This is our third 707, and we got closer and closer to winning one every time we played. And they finally, you know, got over that hump, you know, beating Armwood twice and beating Jones, teams like that. And
very good schools, very good programs,
yeah,
too.
Very great, very good programs. Our boys, we're juniors and sophomores. We have, like, maybe a handful of seniors, maybe one or two returning players that started last year. So the seniors have bought in and started taking those young guys under their wing and teaching them what it takes to be successful in the 707, but just in practice and conditioning and weights too. So we're just building it with our youth, and they're showing out at these camps, and I'm proud of them.
Yeah, and you should be, because they didn't, you know how a lot of times the South Florida teams get bad raps because they talk, but they didn't. I mean, I watched them. Maybe it was too hot to talk, but they were really into every game. I remember the one game that you guys played right before the pool play, or at the end of the pool play before the tournament started, and you guys just kept coming at them. I mean, the team scored, you came back at them, and that seemed to be the mark this week of Boyd Anderson. You guys have a nice quarterback that throws the ball well. You have a lot of athletes and making plays, and your defensive secondary is extremely quick. Give me some kids that we're looking at heading into the season.
Well, yeah, we start with our senior group, man, with, you know, Dante Banton and Maverick Jackson and Avery Thornton. And J.J. Harrell, those four guys are leading our guys very well with their work ethic and their leadership. And then our younger guys, our quarterback is only a 10th grader, and he can sling the ball, and he's a leader. He's growing. There's Lavin Shea Wright. We're just young all the way across the board. Our secondary for Marcus LaFrance and our starting linebacker, Romello Ruddy. I mean, the list goes on and on. We just built with so much talent. And it's just, they're just growing and learning. My coaches are doing a great job. I can't do anything without them.
Yep.
I'm only as good as my coaches.
You're right.
So kudos to them.
Good coaches too, and certainly this is all building up towards the season where you guys once again will be competing in a pretty tough district. You have Dillard, as always, Boynton Beach. Did Archbishop McCarthy join the
right? They joined. Yep.
Okay, so now you have four teams and four very good teams. We know how Boynton Beach, they came to play. They actually played pretty well against Deerfield Beach in the in the spring. So we know they could play. You always know Dillard. Dillard's a rival, longtime rival. And now you have Archbishop, which has talent in yourself. So it gets competitive, and you always have a challenging non-district schedule. So I know these kids are ready, and they feel that maybe they should have won this thing going away last year, and you know, a few things happened, and you know, here and there. But the focus is back, don't you think?
Oh, yeah, most definitely. The focus is definitely back. We just had to get them here. It took time, a lot longer than we as coaches and everybody wanted to, but they're getting there.
Yeah. They seem to do it. Coach Quincy Woods joining us on our South Florida High School Sports.com radio show for a Monday night. What do you got going for now? We just have like less than a month before we get going for real. But what do you got for over the next couple of weeks? Just kind of winding down from a long trip and everything, and still. But I know you're still going to condition. But I mean, as far as you're done, kind of like with all the tournaments.
Oh yeah, we're definitely done with the road.
Yeah.
I think myself and my coaches are tired of just driving, but yeah, probably local camps. If that, I'm pretty sure we're done with the 7-on-7 circuit. We're just focused in on our conditioning, our discipline, and our weightlifting. That's what we've been doing that here for the last few months, really. So we were locked in.
Well, I'm looking forward to it, Coach. I know it's been a great off season for you. You culminated it with a second place finish over the weekend, and we'll be watching, and everybody else will too.
I appreciate it. Thanks for having me.
Anytime, Quincy Woods, the head coach at Boyd Anderson, finishing second in the Sling and Shoot tournament, a very competitive event that attracted a lot of schools from around the state, 8 of them from South Florida area. And as we said, Boyd Anderson was one. The other one came from Miami, Doral Academy. And I'll tell you what, they're doing a tremendous job down there. We had an opportunity to watch them in the off season as well. Everywhere they go, they're stacked. And last year, they took everybody by surprise. This year, everybody knows how good head coach Jay Stewart's team, and Coach Stewart is kind enough to join us this evening. Coach, thanks so much for taking the time.
Thank you for having me, Larry.
Anytime. It was great seeing you guys over the weekend. A very competitive tournament, a little bit hotter than we're used to. There's no breeze there. I was telling that to Coach Cogdell. I said, Coach, there's no breeze out here. What the heck? I mean, but it was extremely competitive. As we just talked to Coach Woods, his team made it to the finals of the game of the tournament. Talk about that and how those events this summer and this offseason have helped you guys bond a little bit more and come together?
Definitely. Having a young team, we're still pretty young, going on the road, and we kind of mix up the rooms where guys that know each other are not necessarily together. We try to mix it up where we get some new guys with some of the older guys. So we gel as a team. And then just the tournament themselves, competing, you know, just teaching the kids how to compete every week. Getting ready for the season, that's huge.
You have a young team, obviously, but these kids are not only young but very talented and already getting a lot of attention. How do you go about that? I mean, because you know, it's kind of tough seeing a freshman getting all this, you know, attention, but you have that type of athlete. Do you talk with the kids? Do you let them know, hey, listen, let's not get this, you know, too far? I mean, you're just, you know, you got 4 years to graduate. Do you kind of advise them, or you kind of just let them, you know, do what they can until maybe the leash is a little bit too loose?
No, I kind of play the back cop, to be honest with you. I'm kind of the guy who keeps them grounded.
Okay.
I'm kind of, you know, when they go home and people at the parks and the streets tell them how great they are, I'm the guy telling them you still need a lot of work to do, you know. And I think that's part of my job, to be honest with you. I know they're talented. And I do every once in a while let them know they're talented, but I make them understand that there's still a lot of work to be done in many aspects. And, you know, don't fall into the trap is what I tell them. Don't fall into the trap believing the hype, because the minute you stop working, there's 100 other guys in the state of Florida outworking you.
Yeah, and, no, you're right.
And, you know, then those guys surpass you. So my thing is I try to keep them grounded as much as I can.
Yeah, smart thing to do. Yeah, I mean, you have to. I mean, in the you got to add structure because these kids are not. A lot of the kids aren't used to structure, and that's just how it is. I mean, if you're going to coach a team, you got to coach a team, and you can't give these kids any leeway because you know as well as I do they're going to take advantage of it. So, but it's not. But you've learned that way. I mean, you came up Miami High, a lot of competitive people you've played with and against, and you've seen it from a coaching standpoint. You've learned a lot from so many coaches throughout the throughout South Florida, and that's what's given you a huge advantage. Talk about that and what you've taken from the years and years of watching and learning and being given opportunities.
It's funny because I was actually having a conversation with one of my coaches, Coach Dino, on the way home yesterday, and I was telling him, I think as an assistant coach, the best way you should be is you got to be a sponge.
Yep.
You know, the more you're absorbing, the more you're learning as an assistant coach, it just makes you a better overall coach. Everybody's different. I'm not knocking anybody's style. No. But I think as an assistant coach, when I was an assistant coach, I think I was a sponge. I think I learned things from all my head coaches, good and the bad. but for the most part, I was blessed to be able to coach with some really good coaches, some really good men. And what I've taken out the most is that you get the kids come first. No matter what, the kids come first.
Right.
And I kind of live by that model as a head coach. I'm fortunate enough to have great young men on my team. And my staff knows, the kids come first. And the kids appreciate that. You know, the kids understand, hey, coach takes care of us. Coach, looks out for us. And they work harder for you. They understand when you get mad, it's for a reason. They understand when you're telling them they're doing a good job. Hey, I must be doing something right if coach is patting me on the back.
Yep.
But at the end of the day, it's about getting these kids into school. It's about making sure they're doing the right thing in the classroom. And hopefully we're teaching them football and teaching them how to be positive role models moving forward.
Yeah, no doubt. Jay Stewart, head coach at Doral Academy, joining us on the South Florida High School Sports.com radio show here on 560 WQAM. The one thing, too, this season coming up, a lot of expectations. I know the kids are excited. Like you said, they've worked hard. They know this district. Everybody knows this district. It's a big district, but a district that you saw last year, if you guys come up with the right plays and catch a few breaks along the way with a very young team, now you have a less younger team. Even though they're young, some of those Breon Fullers and kids like that have that extra year of experience. You have a quarterback who is new to the system, but he's had the opportunity to learn it. You have exceptional defensive team speed. So you've got to feel good. I mean, with a couple of weeks left before the practice starts for the summer and the season, I mean, you've got to feel that what you've been able to accomplish over the last 6-7 months in the off season has made an impact for this coming year.
Our goal this year is to be played on Thanksgiving. That's our team goal. Huh. We want to practice on Thanksgiving and play the Friday after. We are working hard toward that. These young men have set goals for themselves. The Shamar Pauls, who's one of our leaders on the offense, like you said, Breon Fuller, Latavius Payne, those guys have done a great job of being leaders on the offensive side of the ball. On the defensive side of the ball, you got Oscar Garcia, our middle linebacker, Wonderful Lord, who had an amazing 7-on-7 this weekend.
Young kid, too.
yes, he's We got some, like you said, really talented young men, and you see them maturing, even their bodies from where they were this time last year till now, because they are putting in the time in the weight room. They're buying into what we're trying to do in the weight room and in our conditioning. So, again, I've been very fortunate, and they're really good young men, first and foremost. And I'm actually excited to see what we do this year.
Yeah.
I don't have any. My expectations are each week we play as hard as we can, and we stay healthy, and it should be an interesting season.
What's the schedule look like before we let you go? I mean, I know you got your long district schedule, but anybody outside?
Yeah. As a matter of fact, we didn't make it easy on ourselves. We got Pace again, a kickoff classic, who we had last year, and Coach Zachio has probably forgotten more football than most guys know.
Exactly.
And we start week one with Champagnat, who was a state team last year.
Finalist.
Coach Dennis has done a great job with that program, and he's got those guys playing hard for him. And then week seven, we got Damian Jones and Sean Mahamadana, another state team. So I wanted to challenge our guys out of district, and I think, you know, maybe I went overboard, but yeah. I'm excited to see how we match up to those teams. I mean, if that's where you want to be, you got to, you know, it's like what Rick Ferrer used to say, to be the man, you got to beat the man.
You got to beat the man.
So that's where we're at, and it should be, like I said, it should be interesting. I'm actually excited. You know, we are in a big district. We got quality teams in our district. You know, we got Matter Academy, the Ronald Reagans. You know, Miami Springs, I heard they got some quality young men on their team now. So I'm excited to see what comes out of our district. Again, I think if we do our part, we stay healthy, we do what we're supposed to. I think we should be right up there with those teams.
I think so, too. Coach, again, thanks so much for taking the time. Great seeing you again this weekend. We later on in this week, SouthFloridaHighSchoolSports.com, we have a On the Rise with the Firebirds of Doral. So check that out. Coach, again, thanks so much, and we'll catch up with you soon.
Thank you, Larry. It's good seeing you this weekend. You have a good season. Hope to see you along the way.
I will. Thanks so much. Jay Stewart, head coach at Doral Academy. And a lot of young kids, but very talented, very talented. I know a lot of those kids will be out at the Paradise Camp this Saturday. Everybody's excited about it. University of Miami, second year of that, and that's going to go on this Saturday. So a lot going on Friday, Saturday, Sunday, as you've heard on this program, from Ken Mastroli's event on Friday all the way to the Complete Athletes up in Delray Beach on Sunday. So we've got you covered. When we come back, we wrap things up for a Monday night. Head coach Steve Englehart from Florida Tech joins us next.
Miami Sports Radio 560.
It's been a day for me. Yeah, yeah.
Remember syrup sandwiches and crumb allowances, finessing on them.
Back to wrap things up on a SouthFloridaHighSchoolSports.com radio show for a Monday evening. Larry Bluestein joining you. Thanks so much to Jay Stewart, head coach at Doral Academy, and to Coach Quincy Woods from Boyd Anderson, as his Cobras yesterday did a tremendous job at the USF sling and shoot and finished second to Tampa Plant. Not too bad at all. As we turn our attention back to college football, a lot of the, you know, we told you at the beginning of the program, you look back in the days, there were 5, 6, maybe 7 colleges in the state of Florida with an abundance of high school talent. Well, that seems to be remedied quite a bit over the last 5 years, adding new schools and great programs to facilitate a lot of these athletes and keep some of these kids home. And they have done a great job. And one of the schools has come on the scene over the last few years as a football program and has really made some strides, Florida Tech, with Coach Steve Englehart. And he joins us this evening. Coach, thanks so much for taking the time.
Yeah, no problem. Thanks for having me. How are you guys doing tonight?
Great. Doing awesome. You know, this is a program, and obviously in your area, a tremendous recruiting area. The whole Cocoa and Merritt Island and up and down through Jacksonville. But you guys kind of struck a nerve pretty good down in South Florida as well. And a lot of people started taking notice of the program. A lot of people had never heard of it and never heard of Florida Tech before. Through your camps, through the coaches hitting the pavement, the school is starting to grow. You're getting a lot of talent and everything. How's this process been? I know it's a lot of selling and it's a lot of, you know, vision, telling everybody your vision. But what has it been like for you so far?
Yeah, Blue, you're exactly right. I mean, you know, when we started this program 6 years ago, I was hired and I took the job for one reason, one reason only. And, you know, I didn't know what conference we were going to be in. I didn't know, you know, that there was a lot of things that just were unknown. I didn't know really about facilities. We had none, you know, but I took it for one reason, and that's obviously location, you know, what you're talking about. And,
sure.
I had a very good idea that we were going to play Division II football, knew that we would be the only Division II in the state, knew that we weren't really competing against other Division IIs, or for that matter, that many Division I AAs, when you look at only Bethune-Cookman and FAMU as your 1AAs in the program.
Sure.
So, you know, I knew that we would have a monopoly on that level of kid. And, you know, I remember us going that first year out to, we had every high school in the state, mm-hmm. and, you know, really made a living, you know, running north and south down, up and down 95, obviously from Jacksonville down to Miami. And then running that I-4 corridor from Orlando over to Tampa, and knew that we would get a ton of talent from just those areas. And you know, the biggest thing for us was we wanted to recruit the 1AA caliber young men.
Sure.
Because I knew it would take some time to get to that, because you know, you have to have some success first. You go into these high school coaches and you say, listen, we want all your kids that are 1AA type of kids, because our goal was to sell them a dream and keep them from leaving the state of Florida. So if they only had 1AA offers, FCS offers, you know, hey, you know, if we can get it to be doable cost-wise for you, let's just keep you a couple hours from home and let's build a Florida all-star team, you know, with that caliber and that level of kids. So, you know, that's what we've been able to do. And obviously we've been very good down in Broward and Dade County. I would guess there are 30 kids on our team from Broward or Dade County. And what we've gotten a lot is those kids that may potentially leave and go up north. Maybe we didn't recruit them, but they had some success and all of a sudden want to just come back home. Or,
sure.
You know, maybe they're not getting the looks, you know, on a Division I team to break the starting lineup, and you know, they want to be closer to home and have an opportunity to play, and that's where we step in. But we've also taken quite a few right out of high school. Most of our kids, obviously, right out of high school, and we've had some success pretty quick, and it's been a fun process.
Yeah, it has. Coach Steve Englehart joining us, Florida Tech. You take a look at you're in the Gulf Coast Conference. Is that Gulf South?
Gulf South.
Gulf South,
yeah,
which
Gulf
is
South
a very competitive conference. I mean, if you look at the schools in it, I mean, and like we said before, there's an abundance of talent throughout Florida, Georgia, Mississippi, that these kids need some place to play. And they kind of, and you know as well as I do, some of these kids kind of get backloaded, maybe get misrecruited for one reason or another, and before you know it, Steve Englehart has them at Florida Tech. And that happens. I mean, that could happen here a lot easier than anywhere else, where you have 450 Division I caliber type of football players every year. So these kids slip through the cracks, but they have to do it at a school like yours, Stetson. They have to do it with grades, because, I mean, the one thing is your school, before it was a football team, was one of the more prestigious academic schools in the state.
Well, and we still are. You know,
yeah.
we've been ranked one of the top 200 schools in the world, not talking about the state here, one of the top 200 in the world, and, you know, top 7% of all institutions in the entire United States. So, you know, academics, but that's a great sell for us too. You know, those kids know that they're not just going to come here, you know, to suit up on the football field. They know that they're going to come here and they're going to get a great education. And we talk about setting them up for, you know, 20, 30, 40 years down the road, not just the 4 years
sure.
that they're going to be here. So, you know, obviously, you know, that's a big sell for us. You know, and we understand that, you know, maybe some of the schools that we compete against don't necessarily have those academic standards, but we're okay with it. We know that what type of kid we're going to get is a high quality kid, great academics. They're going to be smart, not only just in the classroom, but on the football field as well. And it's a tough conference. As you spoke to the
yes.
Gulf South Conference, you know, you look at year in and year out, and there's usually teams from the Gulf South Conference that are playing in those semifinals
yes.
to the national championship. You look at North Alabama and how they've done and won Division II national championships, and Valdosta State obviously won Division II national championships, and Delta State has played, you know, up there at the top. And West Alabama's been good. West Georgia's been good. So, you know, we have a heck of a schedule, and people like to compare it to the, you know, kind of the SEC of
yeah.
Division II, and it really is a lot like that.
You know, Coach, also, you've surrounded yourself with some tremendous coaches. You know, I know Coach Jason Martin real well. And one of the coaches on the staff kind of piqued my interest because I followed football for many, many, many years, and Rick Minter. Somebody that I remember back in the day when he was a younger coach getting it done. But now he's a veteran guy who probably, I think every program needs a coach like that. Somebody whose knowledge is just so vast. His approach to dealing with it is an old school type of approach, but yet he gets along with all the kids.
Well, there's no doubt. My entire staff has been great over the years that I've been here and started this program. And you know, we've had a lot of turnover this past year, but that's what happens when you have successful teams. You know, yes. we went 8-2 and made it to the playoffs this year, and the year before we were playing in the last game of the season versus Valdosta State to win the conference championship and go to the playoffs. And unfortunately we didn't get it done that year, but then got it done, you know, last year. And we're probably, I think, as talented as we've ever been this coming up year. But it's about the coaches, and, you know, we've lost a few, but that means that we're doing a good job. But Jason Martin has been with me since the beginning, my offensive coordinator, I think one of the best recruiters in the country. Obviously, yes. Loves South Florida and just lives in Broward and Dade County, and that's why we have so many kids from there. And is the best recruiter that I've ever been around, and probably will ever be around. He does a heck of a job and is passionate about it. There's people that love to coach. There's people that like to recruit a little bit, and there's people that love to recruit. And Jason's one of those guys that just loves to recruit. And then when you look at Coach Minter, you know, Coach Minter, my defensive coordinator, he was a defensive coordinator for Lou Holtz at Notre Dame and head coach at Cincinnati for 10 years and it was with the Eagles there about for 3 or 4 years there with Chip Kelly before that staff got let go there with the Eagles. So, we're lucky to have a guy like that and we crossed paths at Indiana State when I was the offensive coordinator, and he came there for a year after leaving Marshall, and he was the interim head coach at Marshall, there for a year, just for the bowl game.
Sure.
And then we crossed paths then, and have always stayed in touch, and know his son well. His son was a defensive coordinator at Georgia State, and he's now with the Baltimore Ravens. And to have a guy that has, you know, not only just that experience, but, you know, to bring a lot of different thought processes to me. He helps me as a head coach, you know, guy like that. And, and helps me, see things maybe different ways, things that he's seen it and things that have to do with on the field and off the field type of thing. So it's been awesome having him, and I'm excited to see, to see how our defense continues to improve, with him calling the shots there this year, and we'll see how things go, but we're excited about it.
Yeah, and something like that, I mean, he's probably so into the flow of the game, you just watch him, and it's everything comes natural because he's been there, done that. And, I mean, and he doesn't panic, and that's what you need. I mean, you need, when you're growing, especially with younger coaches around him and also having younger players, that's what you need. You need that soothing type of, coach to not be in your ear all the time and, hey, why'd you do this, but, you know, rather explain what you did. And I like that. I mean, I think a lot of programs should have it. Tell me a couple of kids to watch out for. Don't have to be from South Florida, but kids that you think that are going to really break out this year and surprise some people.
Well, we have, obviously, we have a lot of kids. We graduated quite a few last year, but we have a lot of guys that are back. And one of those guys was an all-conference guy, preseason All-American, and he is from South Florida, from Plantation there in Broward, and his name's Antoine Haynes.
Yes, Plantation
running back for us, slot receiver. I mean, the guy's just flat-out special. I mean, he's a special person. He's a special athlete, and we absolutely love him. We he's so dynamic. We could do a lot of different things with him. You know, one guy that kind of cracked the scene last year on offense for us, we had a really good tight end senior last year, was an All-American kid, and he was a kid who kind of backed up another kid from South Florida, tight end Gabe Hughes, who ended up signing with Miami Dolphins 2 years ago.
Yeah.
But, you know, but this young man's from Miramar. His name's Kevin Perlett.
Big time. Big time.
Oh. I tell you, I love the kid.
What a body.
He's a tough kid. What a body. His dad was a boxer. You know, I mean, he's just a – and once again, just another great kid. I mean, I just love having that kid there. Have a big old lineman that will probably that should be our starter in every game this year. Played a lot for us last year. Noah Bringus from American Heritage Plantation. Patrick Banks from Miami Northwestern played a little bit for us last year as a true freshman. And then
tough kid, hard nosed kid,
hard nosed, tough, will hit you, and not very big, but man, just throws his body around. You know, he's gonna do a great job. Another O lineman for us, Joseph Laguna from South Plantation,
Plant,
big body kid.
Got some kids. You got kids.
A lot of South Florida kids.
Yeah, you do. Have a lot of. No, I said you have a lot of great kids, and you know all the names, Kevin Perlett and all. We're so excited for you guys, and I appreciate you taking some time out tonight, Coach. And thanks so much, and look forward to having you on, and get a great another good year for us.
Okay, great. Thanks a lot. Thanks
anytime.
For having me, and look forward to the season.
Thanks, anytime. Guys. Thank you. Coach Steve Englehart from Florida Tech takes us right to the top of the hour. What a tremendous two-hour show. Manny Chang, thanks so much. Big guest list. Don't forget SouthFloridaHighSchoolSports.com. We'll have the replay of this entire show, all 8 interviews coming up for you tomorrow.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.